This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa sallallahu wa sallam ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. How many from amongst you are married? Put up your hands. Ooh, that's the majority, mashallah. Put your hands down. Okay, so life is a mess for most of us. May Allah Almighty... No, I meant bliss. Sorry. What did I say? Bliss. No, bliss. Life is bliss for most of us, inshallah. My brothers, my sisters, the excitement before you get married is something you would love to continue with throughout your married years. Mashallah. If the husbands and the wives were not in the same room as they are right now, I would have asked you how many of you are as happy as you were just before you got married today, 10 years after marriage. But because both spouses are in the room, hypocrisy in the answer. I leave it, inshallah. Let's leave it, inshallah. So I'd like to hope that we are as happy as we were, right? No answer. Did you hear that? Witness, no response. So the reality is that excitement, why was it there in the first place? It was there because we felt we were accomplishing half our deen. Agreed? We felt... Oh, what happened? They don't like what I'm saying, subhanAllah. We felt we were accomplishing half our deen. And we felt perhaps it would be a step in the right direction for the rest of our lives. We're going to be in the company and companionship of someone we really feel would add meaning to this life. Agreed? Inshallah. I see people are looking at me so miserable. So miserable. Okay, let's say something else. Every one of us looks forward at some point after marriage to having children. But the Almighty chooses when and whether to give us children and what type of children to give us, male or female or both. So as Allah Almighty says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. Allah is the creator of everything. Allah owns absolutely everything. He creates what He wants. He grants some of us. What does He give some of us? Only females. He grants some of us only males. Some of us male and female. So you say, how many kids do you have? You say, I have one son, one daughter. MashaAllah, that's a good answer. I have two sons, two daughters. Good answer, Allah's balanced it for you. Or you say, I have four daughters. That's it, alhamdulillah. Or I have four sons, MashaAllah. These are all good answers. And someone will tell you, I don't have children. That's why it's tricky to ask people, how many kids do you have? When they don't have children, it's actually rude at times. It's actually very insensitive of people to ask couples that have come together in marriage and don't have children yet, when are you going to have kids? Come on, your honeymoon's supposed to be over by now. You don't know, they might not be able to have kids, right? So we ask Allah to bless everyone who doesn't have children with children who will be the coolness of their eyes. Now, the reason I start this way is the cornerstone of society, according to what I've come to learn over the years from the deen of ours, is your choice of a spouse. I promise you, the society and how it grows and how it develops and the inclinations and so much more, the level of deen perhaps, all of it has to do with the choice of your spouse. So be careful when you're choosing a spouse. I don't know why I'm saying this here when the majority of us have already chosen. But it's not too late, because we should improve ourselves. The next step and the next stage is to allow your children, or to afford them a beautiful upbringing, to give them time and to invest in them a lot of what you have. I promise you, time alone, when spent with your children, makes a massive difference. My beloved brothers and sisters, especially the brothers, myself included, we need to do more spending time with our families. I know it's frustrating, because you must be saying, I work, I go out, I do this, I whatever, whatever. Everything in its place. All I'm saying is, let's do better. Because if I have it in my mind, I want to do better, I want to do better. Even if I'm giving 4 or 5 hours of quality time a week, for example, just helping out the kids, being around them as a breadwinner or someone who goes out most of the time, and I've got it on my mind that I need to do better, minimum is I'm not going to do worse. You see? When you say I need to do better in something, why is it good? It's good because minimum is you're not going to do worse, because your concern is about doing more. I hope so. Alhamdulillah. But my brothers, my sisters, when we invest in our children, we are creating an entire generation of children with certain ways and habits. And if we do not get them used to beautiful ways and habits, and the way of speaking, the connection with Allah Almighty, the connection with your neighbors and your community, the feeling within them to contribute towards others, we're not going to get far if we don't do this. And that's why, be careful how you speak. If I'm conscious of the words that come out of my mouth just because my kids are there, wallahi, you will be rewarded. Many of us, as we grew older, we went to schools, and at times we heard all sorts of swear words and vulgar words and immoral things happening around us and so on. And as you grow older, sometimes it brushes off onto you, and without you realizing, you start saying words that are not befitting a person like you. Look at your face in the mirror. Look at how beautiful you look. And then say the swear word to yourself in the mirror. Do you think it will suit your face? That's a question. Does it suit you to say that? It doesn't, wallahi. It doesn't. So if it doesn't suit you, become conscious of it. Say beautiful words. If you like to have a beautiful face, you need to have beautiful words. And if you want to have beautiful words, you need to have a connection with Allah, a little bit of consciousness. Be careful. Think before you speak. That's what a mu'min is supposed to do. We think before we speak. Here we are speaking about the divine legacy. What is it? Divine, heavenly, from Allah, from the Almighty. Do you really think that you would leave any legacy whatsoever that's worth mentioning if you didn't discipline yourself? If you didn't push yourself towards doing something you had to do that you might not have felt you wanted to do, but you know, I have to do this. I, for one, I'm not a big outdoor person. I'm not a foodie. I don't like shopping and so on. But I promise you, sometimes you have to do it because of your family, because of your family members, your spouse, your children. It's an investment. So you go out and you pretend like you love it. Why? Because you know that that's what's going to make these people happy, these little children of mine. I mean, if I'm going to jump around and go on, you know, do whatever, take them where they like, and for as long as it's a decent place, alhamdulillah, they will remember that. It builds them. And as time passes, they become people. Because they felt loved by the right people, their love is not going to be diverted to the wrong people. But the moment the child feels like, I'm not appreciated at home, no one spends time with me, no one appreciates me, they only nag at me about the things I've done wrong or the way I should be doing things, because children are not perfect, nor are we. But we have this perfectionist trait when it comes to our own kids, where we want the presentation of them in the public to be immaculate, yet they're just kids. So what do we end up doing? Nagging. No, you look like this, don't do this, don't wear this, don't do whatever. It's fine, you may want to guide them, but they will listen to you without you speaking to them, just by watching you, when you've invested time in them, and when you've invested a lot more in them. But my brothers, my sisters, These children of ours, if we were to show them the love, spend time, invest in them by being caring and praising them where they deserve the praise, I promise you they will grow up into confident little kids. And that confidence is something good. Why is it good? Because nobody will be able to fool them into believing something they're not supposed to actually be walking towards. A lot of the times we're lacking. Hardly spent time here. Everything is just a nag. I look at them and I pick on them. My own kids. I hardly spend time with them. They're a nuisance to me. Astaghfirullah. Sorry, I don't mean me, but I'm just giving an example, right? So they're in, and so on. If that's the case, come on. Imagine, ask those who don't have children, may Allah bless you, my beloved brothers and sisters with children, who will be the coolness of your eyes. Ask those who don't have children how they pray so hard to Allah Almighty to have those children. And then look at those with the children, how sometimes they actually say, I wish I didn't have these kids. They're such a pain. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. But it happens. So make up your mind. I sometimes sit and I think of the angels taking up the du'as, you know. So you have the angel taking up du'a from people saying, we need the children. The other one saying, oh, well, we need boys now. And the other one says, no, we need girls. And the other one says, well, I'm fed up of all of these kids. I mean, what confusion is there? Make up your minds, guys. May Allah Almighty bless us all with whatever is best for us. I promise you, at times Allah gives you only girls because He knows that it's better for you. Ultimately, I'm on earth just for a short period of time. So are you. You don't know when you're going to go. It could be in the next minute or two, day or two, year or two, whatever. But when I go back to Allah, what is it that I really would like to have achieved? One word, Jannah. I want paradise. I'm looking forward to it. I am firmly convinced within my heart that I'm going to get it, inshallah. I know I've done wrong. I'm not a perfect human being. None of us are perfect. All of us are sinful. Kullu bani adam khata. All human beings make mistakes, not just mistakes, but sins. And you seek forgiveness. But isn't Allah al-Ghafoor, al-Rahim, the most forgiving, the most merciful, the most kind, the most generous, the most amazing, the most beautiful, the most considerate, whatever else, for so many qualities of the Almighty. I can't wait to meet this Almighty who's the most forgiving. I know people who are forgiving. Hey, I'm sorry, man, I just bumped your car. That's fine, don't worry. It's only a Mercedes. Okay? Do they really say that? No. Even if he's the richest guy in Sydney, you knock his car, you'll be knocked. Yeah? In fact, the richer he is, the harder you'll be knocked. Right? But Allah, the quality of Allah Almighty is such that you've made the biggest blunder of your life. I want to tell you what Shaitan does so that you know. He does a reverse hit. What's the reverse hit? You committed a major sin, and then you realize, you know what? That was the trap of the devil. I'm going back to Allah. I'm repenting. I'm turning to Him. So you repent and you turn to Allah. And when you turn to Allah, He hits you with the reverse hit. You know what it is? Nah, that sin was a little bit too big to be forgiven. You can't be forgiven. So now you start doubting Allah. That's a reverse hit. That doubt is worse than the sin itself. You know why? Now you're doubting a quality of your Lord. That's what it is. Now you're doubting. The first time you sinned, okay? Human weakness. Not defiance of Allah. But now, Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Don't ever despair. Don't ever despair. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. He forgives all sins. And here you are thinking, no, mine He doesn't. I mean, you're going against the Quran. You're going against the words of Allah, no matter what it was. He says, I will forgive you. So that's a reverse hit. Shaitan tries that. But my beloved brothers and sisters, as we become closer to Allah, do you know, for me to practice upon what I'm supposed to be practicing upon, slowly but surely, is an investment into the future. Not just of myself, but my children and the entire community. Because there are so many from amongst us who'd like to do good deeds. And sometimes we're embarrassed for whatever reason it may be. It shouldn't be, but it is happening. Sometimes there's peer pressure. Sometimes we need a bit of a push. But when you see others do something you're supposed to do and it becomes rampant, or it becomes, maybe rampant is the wrong word, but it becomes common, what happens? You start thinking, oh wow, he did it, let me do it as well. You know, or she did it, let me do it as well. And then there are more of us. What did you do? You contributed towards society and community. Everyone feels good about, for example, something they're supposed to be doing that is now trending. So we start the trend. But the mercy of Allah is something that we need to seek all the time. And He has indeed blessed us. He has favored us. He has indeed blessed us and favored us. Many of us lose faith simply because certain things don't happen the way we want them to happen. Can I say something? None of us ever, from the beginning to the end, have had our lives the way we've wanted them. Not one. Every one of us, your life is actually partly a few things the way you wanted them, because Allah chose that He'll give that to you, but mostly it's how Allah wanted. And that's why one of the biggest liberating factors according to Islam is to love yourself the way you are. Thank Allah. You look in the mirror, every one of us has a flaw. We were not created perfect, because perfection is for Allah and perfection is for paradise. You look too much in the mirror. So, you know, my nose is like this, my eyes are like this, my that is a bit too small, a bit too big, the one cheek is bigger than the other. It's because you sleep this way or whatever. There has to be imperfections. And you know who notices these imperfections? You. That's it. No one else. You notice them. And people are saying, look at how gorgeous this person is. And you're depressed because you believe otherwise. Come on. Allah is telling you, I made you the way I wanted. I fashioned you the way I wanted. Love yourself how you are. It's okay. You're a normal person. You're fine. When that happens, you gain that confidence. You learn to concentrate on other factors, other things. If you're a person who really doesn't like the way you look or the way you are, today is the day that's going to change. You need to learn to love yourself as you are. It's okay, it's fine. Diversity is part of the plan of Allah. If we were all the same, it would be boring. Very boring. I recognize you because Allah gave you identity. Identity. Subhanallah. You know, every human being from the beginning to the end will be different in thumbprint, right? Will be different in the iris print, right? Will be different in so many other things. It's you, yourself, your identity. And I tell people, one of the greatest signs, one of the greatest points of evidence that there is a day of reckoning. Reckoning means taking accounts, day of judgment. One of the greatest proofs that there is going to be a day of reckoning is the fact that we are all unique in our DNA and our identity. Because there can never be a mistake in the court of Allah. When the criminal comes forward, that is you. Done. It cannot be that there is a mistake in identity. That's why Allah says, we've created all of you unique. It's you. Subhanallah. If there was no day of judgment and there was no reckoning, we would be similar, all the same. Maybe you'd have at least 5-10 people with the same thumbprint. Maybe, you know, 20-50 people with the same iris print and so on. But Allah says, no, every single one of you, there's not going to be a khata, no mistake. We know, and it's your identity, it can't be anyone else. That alone is already a sign that there's going to be a judgment, there's going to be reckoning. That's what it is. Subhanallah, look at how Allah works. I mean, here you have kangaroos, back in Africa, we have many other animals. Every single animal is unique. Every zebra has different stripes. From the beginning of the species, right to the end. Every leopard, every tiger, every cheetah, every single kitten or cat or dog, totally different from the other. Complete identity. Imagine how Allah has made it. Recently, I went scuba diving, and I'll tell you something. Looking at the fish is refreshing our connection with Allah, because millions of species, and every single one is different. The scales on the fish, did you know? There are no two fish. From the beginning of the creation of fish to the end that will be beyond our lives, that are the same. That's Allah. This is Allah. And man stands up thinking he's a big deal. Subhanallah. You have to fulfill what Allah tells you. You want to enjoy life, you need to have rules, regulations. You want to enjoy life, you need to be disciplined. You want to enjoy life, you have to get up in the morning and force yourself to do what you have to do for that particular day, whether you like it or not, because the more you laze, the more depressed you become. There's no room for laziness. Get up, do your thing. You have bad habits, eradicate them. You will leave a legacy. You know why? You eradicated your bad habits. But if you slide into bad habits, there's no chance. Your children will watch you and they will be worse. I remember an old man, and this story is from a long time back, telling his son, "Son, you dare smoke?" He says, "But dad, you've been smoking for the last 20 years. He says, "That's why I'm telling you, you dare smoke. Because I know the damage it's done to me. Too late, I'm addicted." Well, if I was there, I'd tell him, you know what, you can still quit. But we have a problem. Sometimes the argument they use is that if I quit, my temper's flare, I want to become violent. So some of the guys say, okay, you can smoke one or two a day, fine. Anyway, I didn't say that, right? But you know, anything that's a bad habit, work on it. My brothers and sisters, we are supposed to be brilliant people. We're supposed to be doing two main things here on earth. Two main things on earth. One is, have a beautiful relationship with your Maker. Who made you? Talk to Him. Speak to Him. Make a relationship with Him. Pray. And so on. Praise Him. Try and find out more about what He wants from you. And secondly, the second thing is, your relationship with the other creatures that same Maker made. Because He made me, with me He made everyone else. You are sitting here, not by coincidence. For you and I, they are coincidences. For Allah, there's no coincidence. He knows, He planned it. He knows. He made you and I live in the same era, in the same time. He made me come and stand here. He knows. I need to treat you as, if I love Allah, I have to love the other things He's made, or at least respect the other things He's made. When you love someone, whatever is dear to them becomes dear to you. If I want to prove myself to Allah, how can I be ugly to others? Let alone others, we are ugly to our own family members. Imagine, the Quran tells us, when you have matters within the family, one of the greatest acts of worship is to sit and solve your problems. But we're stubborn. We don't want to solve the problems. We're sitting in a position where, no, it's okay. You know what? Too much money. He's my brother. I don't want to talk to him ever again. No. Think about it again. Resolve it. Solve it. I'm not saying allow him to take away your belongings, but sit and solve the matter. Try once, try twice, try three times, how many ever times. See, and you will achieve. But if you don't, what would you like to do? You want to meet Allah Almighty, not having tried at all? My brothers, my sisters, I need to contribute towards the coming generations. Those who are going to continue to be here after I've left, I need to contribute towards them. The way I will do that is by disciplining myself, by understanding why I'm here, by empowering them too. A few days ago, I was speaking about children again. And I said, do you know, when you praise a child where the child deserves to be praised, you have actually sown within them a beautiful seed of strength that will grow. They become strong. And nobody can tamper with them. Moments ago I said, if you do not love your child and show them the love and continue to tell them how gorgeous they are and how much you love them, they will get that from somewhere else. And when that happens, do you know what? You don't know the monsters of the globe who will devour the child without any payment whatsoever. What I mean is for free. And they will confuse the child. And then you find a confused child sometimes, or a lot of the times, it's because of a deficiency of what? Of affection. There is a deficiency of affection. It happens in marriages too. You're married to someone, tell them how much you love them. Tell them how good they look, no matter how old you are. It's okay. You could be in your 60s, 70s. No problem. They might start blushing for the first time in their lives. At that age, you heard it tonight. Go and tell them. Because if there is a deficiency of affection, you have a problem. Good people may not resort to something bad, but they feel an emptiness in the heart. For what? You have a spouse, you have children, you have everyone. Why should your family members feel an emptiness in the heart? You know why they feel an emptiness in the heart? Here you are, busy trying to fill the emptiness in the hearts of others, when those right around you who deserve your attention first are waiting for it. You see? That's where we're failing. And that's why, going back to this divine legacy, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, tells us, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. He says, the best from amongst you, do you want to know who they are? Not those who go around and the whole world starts, excited about them. Oh, wow. Your family. The best from amongst you are those who are best to his or her family. I believe when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says something like that, it's because it's not easy. If Allah tells you, do this and you get paradise, that thing cannot be easy. It has to be tough. You have to think about it and sacrifice, go back and smile at the people at home. That smile outside the home is easy. I mean, you see, mashallah, you walk down the street and you see a beautiful woman walk past and you say, sunnah, smiling, sunnah. What sunnah, my brother? What sunnah, my brother? You're just fulfilling something within yourself. But go home and do the sunnah. Now you can say, sunnah, mashallah. That's not just sunnah, it becomes farad, man. It becomes compulsory. That's how people are, honestly. Sunnah, my brother. Now I do quite a few sunnah. What sunnah did you do? Well, you know, been smiling at people. Or late. Which people? That's the question. May Allah grant us ease. If the Prophet ﷺ has told you, do this and you get paradise, it's not going to be easy to do it. That's what I'm saying. You have to think about it, concentrate, build. Those who are your closest circle, your spouse, you got married. 2 or 3 months down the line, there will be a few differences, sometimes earlier than that. Because you are two different people. Part of your sacrifice is to navigate through those differences and be brutally honest with yourself. Am I doing the right thing? Am I connected to Allah? Am I really being reasonable and fair? Am I sacrificing? Marriage is not a honeymoon. A honeymoon, why do they call it a honeymoon? Because I promise you, it's a deception. It's just a few days of a holiday. But life's not a holiday. Come back from the honeymoon. Let's talk about it. I promise you. The biggest sacrifice is marriage. That's why many youngsters today, when they look at others and the way they operate in marriage, are they not saying, I don't want to marry? Am I right or wrong? Yes. They don't want to marry because they say, I don't want to face someone who's going to come into my life and mess it up. It's okay as it is. My brother, there's a great reward to get married. My beloved sister, a huge reward. You have to take that risk at some point. And if you want to take a risk, take a calculated risk. You know what that is? Get advice from those who love you the most. And the one who loves you the most is Allah, your maker. What did he tell you? What should I do? Your brain, your mind, your emotions might lead you towards someone who's going to devastate your life. But if you follow the guidance of Allah, chances are you're going to do something right. That's what it is. You want to marry someone, get advice. People say, my family doesn't want me to marry so and so. Did you involve them from day one? Did you involve them from day one? I have a habit with my own kids. Speak to them about marriage when they're little. And let them know as they grow older, they're close to you. You can crack a joke or two about it. So then they will tell you something or two and you can keep guiding them. And then the day when it gets a little bit more serious, you know, wow, at least they're heading in the right direction. They're aiming somewhere where I would be proud of what they've actually come up with. Because, you know, gone are the days when you could say, son, I have an idea for you. Do you know what? There's someone I'd like to introduce you to. He looked at me and said, Dad, I've introduced myself to 10 others, man. Yeah. May Allah Almighty forgive us. But that's a reality on the ground. Right or wrong, guys? MashaAllah, they're shy to say yes. MashaAllah. Or maybe 10 is too small a number. My brothers and sisters, here we are. We thank Allah Almighty for giving us the opportunity to talk to one another. The idea of tonight's speech, more of an inspiration, more of focusing on the right things by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Family is first. It's going to be a sacrifice. Like I said earlier, when you get married, you have to sacrifice. Let's be fair with one another. Do not become a monster. Do not be an unreasonable person. Make life easy for others. I always say, the hadith says, and we hear it normally when we're, you know, with the charities. Today we're here with Human Appeal Australia. كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. You've heard that, right? Allah will continue assisting His servant for as long as that servant is assisting another. You're helping someone else, Allah will help you, right? But I want to say something. Imagine the person you're helping is within your own family. What a great reward that would be. If there is a reward to help a random person, what about a reward to be there for your own family? It's not going to be easy, but the reward is multiplied. You know, the huquq, when we speak of the rights of people as Muslims, you have the rights of the non-Muslims, then you have the rights of the neighbors, and then you have the rights of a neighbor who's not a Muslim. They all have rights. And then you have a right of a neighbor who is a Muslim. And then you have a right of a neighbor who's a Muslim and a relative. It's all bigger rights. Huge. Sacrifice. So if we focus on the right things, what will we do? We will leave a legacy. Because if you have a healthy marriage, healthy children, people who are focused on the right things, they may make mistakes, but that's what we're there for, to guide each other. You remind me when I'm going wrong. The idea is not to smash me and destroy me, but to build me. You saw me faltering, remind me in a good way, my brother, I love you so much. You know what? Consider what I'm saying. This is not a good thing. It's going to bring you down. Don't feel bad if someone were to correct you. Not everyone's going to use the words I used just now. Those are polite words. Some might say, shut up! Still, you've got to keep quiet, right? Everyone has a different style if they're right. But when you are correcting someone, try to be considerate of who they are, considerate of what type of words will help them. We come into our families and wallahi, we use the ugliest words. We terrorize them. We literally do that. We terrorize them. We come in and outside, mashallah, nobody would believe that it's the same person inside and outside. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, has stressed to us that if you really want to know who's the best, go and look inside. Check how they are inside. So I call on you, my brothers, my sisters, let's calm down a little bit. Let's concentrate on the right things. Let's work hard. We must achieve both things. This worldly material life is also important, but within a limit. I need to go out, study, get good results, get a job, do a business. I shouldn't be lazy. The sky is the limit. Don't be afraid to have your own company, to start your own business, to start buying and selling things. Trade is good, mashallah. Or to work and to achieve. All of that is very important. But don't compromise your connection with your maker. Every day improve. Every day improve. You want to make a mental note of the 10 main things you need to change in order to get even closer to Allah. Slowly but surely, you start with one at a time. If you're weak, one at a time. I know I need to do this. I know I need to do this. I know I need to adjust this. I need to eradicate this. One at a time. What will happen? Allah is watching. If you were to die in the process, by the will of Allah, you will be rewarded by the strong intention that you had and the fact that you started changing. Slowly but surely. I need to improve. I need to improve myself on so many things. Things that sometimes may only be highlighted to me later on by others, and things I do know. So when we have corrected ourselves, when we have contributed towards our own correction, by the will of Allah, we're heading in the right direction. And like I said, Allah Almighty requires that we are kind to everyone that He has made. That doesn't mean I agree with you on all points. There are people of different faiths. We strongly differ sometimes, but we differ with respect. One of the diseases today, especially among the Muslims, we disagree on 5 things. We agree on 5,000 things. But because of those 5 things we disagree on, that's it. This person is going to hell, according to us. I mean, hell doesn't belong to you, my brother, nor does heaven. It doesn't. And if I normally tell people when they say, this guy's going to hell, I say, it seems like you're already there, knowing who's there and who's not. I mean, how else would you know who's in hell? You're probably there already. It's so unfair, isn't it? But rather, we can differ, we can disagree respectfully. My brother, I don't agree with what this is and so on, but you know, this is my brother. I will respect him, I'll be kind to him, I'll honor him. And who knows, we might come closer in our opinions and one of us might change our view. And we, even if we don't, it's fine. It's not the first time on earth that there was a difference. But it's the first time we're witnessing people becoming so ugly about differences. We hate on each other. Come on. It's an age of social media, I know. Rather than using social media to spread love and kindness and goodness and beautiful teachings, many of us are doing the opposite. We can do better. Didn't I say that earlier? We can do better. May Allah Almighty protect us. Can you believe I overshot my time by 6 minutes? Can you believe that? I'm sure these clocks are a little bit quicker in Sydney somehow. May Allah Almighty have mercy on all of you. It's been absolutely awesome to have spoken to all these radiant faces watching me here. MashaAllah. I pray that Allah gather us in Jannah with Firdaus. Say Ameen. And I pray that Allah alleviates the suffering of all those who are struggling, whether from amongst us or anywhere in the world. And I pray that Allah use us to do the right things on earth. And He helps us to grow in the most beautiful way. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.